This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's good to be here.
Well, congratulations. Tell everybody what's happening in your life in season 2020 AFL Cairns.
I'm going to branch out now and coach my own side. So I've been appointed the coach for the Cairns Saints, and I'm looking forward to moving down the road and getting them back on top.
Oh, getting the oh, hello, yeah. There's fighting words yeah. already.
Very excited.
Now, you've been an ornament to the game here in Port Douglas with the Crocs. This is obviously the next part of your journey. Was it something that took you a while to consider, or it was always something on the horizon you're always working towards?
No, I'm always wanted a coach. So, you know, it was just never really crossed my mind until, oh, I'd say 10 years ago probably. And then I was thought, no, nah, I've got to move into coaching. I enjoy it.
Now, I guess the move to Cairns will have other benefits as a family man. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think it's good for my kids. Obviously, with going to school or high school and that sort of thing, we're going to be down in Cairns, so it'll be easier to send the kids down there in high school when they go to high school, and the football side of it too. Like, the junior Saints have probably got the best junior system up here by a mile, so... No, we're looking forward to it.
Tell us about your family. First of all, there's Cooper, who's sitting right next to you right now, very proud of Dad. And who else? What's the other child?
Ethan is the youngest one.
Yep.
You know, they're pretty much the same size, but 2 years apart. So, no, they're very competitive, like their dad and my wife Tess. So, yeah, we'll be all, I think we're all pretty excited about yeah, making the move.
For people who don't know your wife, what does she do? Is she a housewife? Is she in business?
No, my wife works at the Port Primary as a teacher's aide. So, yeah, just most of the kids that go to school there or parents and that would know her. So.
Yeah, well, she's got to move too.
Yep. Yeah, exactly right. So we're just weighing up. We'll be here for this year, and then we're just going to see how we go from there.
Talking to Wes Glass, he's taking over the Cairns Saints next year for season 2020. Wes, you love the Crocs. They will be part of your life forever. What do they mean to you?
Yeah, it was a bit sad to go, but, you know, the Coops, especially Coops, like they've done everything to get, you know, my family up here, helped us out with accommodation, yeah, looked after us for a job, so, like... You know, I've won 4 flags up here, so, you know, like I'll always remember that and cherish that. But, yeah, it was just time to make the move and do the jump. So, yeah, but yeah, very excited for the move and a bit sad that I was going.
Mm. Well, you put in, mate. You've put in and you've been such a consistent. And as I started this saying, you're an ornament to the game, and you really are. And I think everybody in that club respects you, from the people that I spoke to at presentation night. And talking of the coach, Coops, the club is still talking with Coops. Was there any time in your brain you thought, one day I might like to coach the Crocs?
Yeah, early days I did think about it. And then I thought, I had to branch out on my own sort of thing. I think, yeah, Port Douglas at the moment is not the right fit for me. So, yeah, I had to just sort of branch off to into Cairns.
Sure. Now, I think it's a very positive move for our competition, you doing this. If you can improve that team and give the Crocs more scares, if you like. I think even the Crocs acknowledge that. Don't you think that the Crocs need competition, because I think that's what makes football thrive in a district, don't you think?
Right, exactly right. Like, you know, the last couple of years, the competition hasn't been at its best. And as a player playing up here, it's really hard to get up and about. And I think, you know, I'm looking forward to making the move to make the competition better. Not only in that, but really challenge Port at their own game, and then bring a new game style too with me to really challenge them and get the competition up and about, so people actually want to come up here and play, instead of, you know, the last couple of years it's been a bit one-sided, 2 good teams, and that's been about it. So yeah, I'm very excited to see where I go.
So you see Cairns Saints changing. You've got a game plan in mind for the Cairns Saints, because in actual fact, Wes, you know all the secrets. the Croc secrets, don't you?
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Coots is going to have to bring a different game plan, I think. So I've got that inside out. But yeah, I'm actually yeah.
It must be exciting thinking now. What am I going to do? How am I going to mould this team now and into a winning unit? You know, it must be exciting.
Definitely exciting. But played obviously with Coops. I sort of, I know how Port play. Put it that way. Now I know how Port play. Everyone's chasing them down. So it's going to be exciting to, try to be a good game. And I think probably be the pink in the tropics day will probably be the first matchup, really. So up here. So that should be a very exciting game.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Wes Glass, an exciting time for you. We can only wish you the best. When do you head down? When do you actually head down and start talking to the boys?
I've already started doing a bit of that at the moment. So,
you've chatted with the boys?
Yeah, I've already chatted with the most of the senior players there, and I'll just get around over the next couple of weeks in all the younger players and reserves players and a few committee members and that, and just get around them and just see where they're going and then go from there. And then obviously I've got to work on the recruiting side and see what I've got.
That's right, because you need the cattle.
Yep, exactly right, exactly right.
Why don't we talk to your sonny? Look, he's sitting next to us and he's smiling away here. He's incredibly proud of you.
Yeah, I feel pretty proud of him.
Pretty proud?
Yeah.
So what do you think about the move? You've got friends here, I guess, but you'll make new friends down there, and they're not very far away, are they, in Port Douglas?
Yeah, they aren't very far away.
So what do you think? Are you going to follow Dad's footsteps and become a football player?
Yeah, I will. I'll definitely do that.
Oh, you definitely?
Yeah.
Definitely? And what sort of position could you see yourself playing?
In the midfield.
Definitely midfield?
Yeah.
And what about your brother?
Ethan, yeah. Yeah, I reckon he'll be a big forward one day, really good forward.
A big forward, you reckon?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think your dad's making a great move. It's going to be very positive for the competition, don't you think?
Yes, it will be.
Yeah. And so how do you feel about Dad changing teams from the Crocs to the Saints?
I'm not quite sure.
But you would have followed the Crocs. You would look at my top. Yeah. I got the top on here for the Crocs. I support them. I love the Crocs. You would have had the gear too.
Yeah.
So that gear gets mothballed and you've got to put on Saints stuff now, mate.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, pretty good, I guess.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'll miss the Crocs too.
That's what I was after. Yeah. He's going to miss the Crocs right there. I'll but you got to get behind Dad now with the Saints.
Yeah.
So you'll be cheering for the Saints?
I'll be playing there too, so.
A midfield, eh?
Yeah, in the midfield,
Beautiful. Thanks for talking with us.
Yeah.
Okay. No, look, we wish you the best of luck. Now, I know that I'll now have two teams in the competition. I'll have the Crocs and the Cairns Saints, because if we can't win, I certainly hope you can win if you're playing a different team. I really do.
Thanks.
I wish you the best for that.
No, thank you. Yeah, and I'm, as I said, I'm super excited, super keen, and really keen for that pink in the tropics day too.
Wes Glass, what would you finally like to say to all of the supporters of the Crocs committee, the volunteers and everybody that you've been part of for so long? What would you like to say to them as a farewell?
I just want to thank, obviously, Port Douglas, the football club and all the committee, and all, as you said, and just everyone around Port Douglas. They've been pretty welcoming for my kids, my family, my wife, and obviously myself, and it'll be sad to go, but it's time to move on. So thanks for everyone for the support, and I'll still be around, so I'll see you around.
Especially when you take on the Crocs.
No, exactly right. Yeah, so it should be. I dare say, pink in the tropics will be the first.
Oh, you're looking forward
clash,
to that, aren't you?
And it's always a big crowd, so I think this might top the crowd.
I think that's three times you've mentioned that, so you must be very keen for that contest.
Just, I am. Well, that's I've got to beat the best and see how I go against the best. So,
Wes Glass, good luck.
Done. Thank you.